You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Shinlam is of Mitzvahs Asiyas Din Ben Lokeach Umocher. So it's an interesting way to articulate a mitzvah. Essentially, this is the mitzvah of Kinyanim. But the way that the Chinuch articulates it is that there's a mitzvah to do a Din Torah when a Lokeach and a Mocher have a disagreement as to whether there is a consummated transaction or not. Shenidon, that we should go ahead and have a court case, Bedin Mekach Umemkar, when two people enter into a contract, Be'inyan Shesiv Taha Torah Love, in a case where the Torah has specified whether that contract in terms of transferring property is binding. Kolomar sheyesh stadim sheyiskayem hamecher ben mocher lelokeach. There are certain conditions that have to be met in order for there to be a transfer of property between a purchaser and a seller.
It's easy to remember in Shelo. Is it Shelo or Shelo?
Klomer sheir shtadim sheyiskayem hamecher b'mocher lelokeach. V'yesh shtadim, there are other scenarios whereby no matter how much they stand on their head, they have not done the proper procedures to consummate a transaction. And therefore, the Beis Din will say it's not a valid transaction. V'yesh tzadim she'ein lokiyim. V'hu chov aleinu. Interesting, it's our chov. Who is this chov on? It's a chiyuv tzibur, chiyuv Beis Din? Or it's a chiyuv tzibur to create a Beis Din?
Or it's a chiyuv the Baal Din to go to a Beis Din?
Is that what it is? It's unclear.
I don't know.
V'hu chov aleinu. Ladun b'nehem, and it's our mitzvah to make sure that there is a process by which they can adjudicate between them. K'mitzvah haTorah, according to the Torah's standards of whether it's a valid transaction or not. Va'af al pi shabo mitzvah acheros al zeh, even though there are many mitzvahs that are tied to this. Kamoshim Kasavno b'mishpatim, in Parshas Mishpatim. This is not Mishpatim here. This is what Bahar, correct? Does he quote a pasuk yet? I haven't seen him quote a pasuk.
No.
Ben to right, even though in Mishpatim, right, there's a lot of things that have to do with this. Shenitztavino ladun ben toin v'nitan. Like we say, v'nikrav balabayas ela Elohim is in where mishpatim, correct? Uben mazik v'nizak v'kayotze bazeh v'chol mekach u'memkar b'chlal toin v'niton ho. Mishpatim mainly deals with shomrim and mazik and nizak. Here is the mitzvah to be done b'mekach u'memkar. Although I have not seen a pasuk yet, correct? But you should know that all mekach u'memkar bechlal toyin v'nitan hu. Afal pikein boha mitzvah inyan hamekach u'memkar miyuchedes. There's a special mitzvah of a din Torah that is different. There's a separate mitzvah than din Torah by mazik and nizak and din Torah by shomrim. There's a special unique mitzvah by Mekach u'Memkar. Mipnei shehu davar tmidi el habrius. Because commerce is usual and happening all the time. Sheyefsher livnei adam lichyos afilu yom echad zulasai. Because business is necessary on a consistent basis. Okay. So I still have not seen a pasuk, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, down there, the first footnote that he brings to the Bach says, "Have you read my kasef sadas by kasef yiknu?" Is that it?
Yeah, but that's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It's not in Bahar.
Oh.
Which parsha is he talking about? Bahar?
This is Bahar.
Bahar is a short parsha. Let's
so there is a pasuk v'chi simkro mem karmiyara misecha.
Well, there it is.
Right, v'chi simkro mem karmiyara. All right, okonamiyara misecha. But there's nothing there about Bezdin, correct?
It's strange. Usually, he always quotes the pasuk.
It's very strange. It's very interesting.
And what is it? What's the rest of that pasuk?
By the way, because if you look at the next mitzvah, what's the next mitzvah? What's the next mitzvah? Is onah, correct?
That's the second half of the pasuk.
And onah, take a look at onah, the next mitzvah. You don't have it, right? I gave you one page. I'm sorry. It's not nice of me. So the next mitzvah is shin la. Sorry, the next mitzvah is actually
since Lamed Zayin.
Shin Lamed Zayin. Shalom Lahanos B'mekach U'mekar. Shalom Lahanos. Shalom Lahanos Echad Mi'Yisrael Ben Zachar Ben Nekeva. B'mekach U'mekar. Shenemar. V'chi simkru memkar la'amisecha. O kona mi'ad amisecha. Al tonu isha sachiv. So the question is, does he somehow learn this from the beginning of that pasuk? Because he does not quote a pasuk. Shenemar v'chi simkru memkar la'amisecha. O kona mi'ad amisecha. There's nothing here about Bezdin, correct? So I'm not sure what the marker is. So, you know, I didn't realize this when I was looking at it. I don't think we've had one yet without a pasuk, right?
Ben Dan Ladin, Ben Din Ladin, Ben Egel Anega, that had nothing to do with this?
Yeah, but that's not in this parsha, right?
Yeah,
that's in
where does he mention a parsha altogether?
It's here in Bahar on top, right? This is in Bahar.
Oh, it's in Bahar, right there on top.
In other words, why is it here?
It isn't. Yeah.
Rambam says, "Shesavinu v'demekach u'mempa." What's the number? Ponim asher bo yiskayim.
Yeah.
Amecha be'enavach v'akonu. Farach v'ra'ay al'il al'kon. Imam. V'chisim v'gamisha. For this pasuk.
Well, v'chisim k'rumemkar mi'ar misecha.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that has to be the pasuk.
Yeah.
Lo sanu asa.
Which he quotes in the next mitzvah for the remainder of the pasuk lo sonu isha zachiv, but I guess the beginning of a sichim chiru mem kar liyara misecha or la misecha
la misecha mem kar la misecha okano miyada misecha.
The Rambam says a different silk for different types of kenyanim. So this is lotion. It's a vino within Mecca Mecca, Ratulamer, Haponim Ashabo Yiskayim, Hamecha bin Amoker of Hakona, Ukvar Lokhu Raya al Elo, Haponim, Meomer Bechistim from Kalam Sefa, Okonim Yad, Ukvar Omer and Bobansi, Adapim Zion, Dover had nicknamed me Yad the Yad, Klon Mashicha. So he's using this pasuk. For some reason, this pasuk is like a template for all the Kenyanim, but it's particularly about Mashicha.
Right, that's Rish Lakish's opinion.
And then he goes that, like let's say he says later on, and the shara upon shekandim hamakar kos was a loss of klum shtar v'chazoko in a samchul leusakos of gam kain. Okay, this pasuk also they're.
So this is the pasuk that tells us there's this concept of commerce in Judaism, and the chinuch expands on it and says not only is there a concept of commerce in Judaism, but there's a mitzvah asay to be dan ben lokeach and mocher, what kinyanim are valid or not. And this must come from the pasuk of achig simkru mem kerva misecha. Even though he does never quote, I don't see him quoting a pasuk. Do you see anywhere later he quotes it or not?
No. Oh, I don't know.
Okay, we'll see, but it's interesting. Actually, I have on the next page, V'hiviyu zichronam levracha raya al... No, that's something else. That's about kinyan metaltalin, not this mitzvah. Okay. So anyway, that's the first paragraph, that he takes this idea that there is this idea of mekach u'memkar in the Torah, right? O'Kana.
So it's a mitzvah to buy things, or it's a mitzvah to don it?
It's not a mitzvah to buy things, it's a mitzvah. Right.
My wife holds that.
You're right.
I mean, it's just acknowledging that people buy things, that's all.
Correct.
That there's the ability to buy, you have the ability to buy it.
Not only that, but the extension of the pasuk was lo sonu, when there is a transaction.
Yes, so you have to do it fairly.
Right. But it's interesting that he takes this idea and it says it's teaching us there's an idea of mekach u'memkar, which we are supposed to go ahead and regulate based on the dinei Torah of mekach u'memkar. So the question is, where did these Dinei Torah come from? We're going to see that now. Let's take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Shenidon b'din mekach u'memkar. Dinim elu mevu'orim b'rambam hilchos mechira u'b'shulchan aruch hashem mishpat simin kuf pei tes teresh chavav v'gam dinei shutfim u'shluchim mevu'or b'rambam hilchos shutfim ubeshuchnar simin kufayin vav to simin kuf peches velichtov dinim elu aruchim rechav minayam vohodati darchi bechiburi ze ki davar hamavur brishonim vachronim ein darchi laharichba rak echtov tsas lahagia bedivre harav hamachaber. So now he's going to give us an overview of kinyanim. We have to go ahead and have Dinei Torah legabe kinyanim, which is interesting. He starts off with karka, but the Gemara in Bav Metzia uses this pasuk for kinyan metaltalin, not for kinyan karka. But nevertheless, somehow he feels that this pasuk, the chinuch, refers to all kinyanim. Therefore, the Chinuch speaks about kinyan karka. Hakarkos yesh behem arba kinyanim. There are four ways to buy karka. Kesef, shtar, chazaka, v'kinyan suda. There are four ways to acquire karka. Kesef is one, shtar, chazaka, and chalipin, kinyan suda. These are all kinyanei doraisa. You should know concerning metaltalin, there is no shtar by metaltalin. There is no kinyan chazaka by metaltalin. There is suda by metaltalin. And kesef is machloikas Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish. How kesef works by metaltalin. Is kesef a kinyan doraisa by metaltalin or only a kinyan derabanan? Rabbi Yochanan says by metaltalin, Dvar Torah Moes Chinais. Resh Lakish says Kesef does not work by Metaltalin at all, Midoraisa, Resh Lakish says, based on this Pasuk. Because this Pasuk says once again, Kisim Chavu Mekar La Amisecha Okana Miyad Liyad Davar Hanikna Miyad Liyad. Resh Lakish's opinion is that the only way to transfer Metaltalin is miyad liyad, with a kinyan mashicha or hagbah, or something that is miyad liyad. So these are four kinyanim which are particular to karka.
As far as what seems to me very strange is that the yad aspect of mashicha or hagbah is the yad of the kohen, right? He's moshechet or he's magbiyot. But the pasuk uses the word yad when it's talking about the mocher.
No, okono miyad amisacha. V'chistim kumemka la amisacha.
Yad liyad. It's the yad liyad.
Okono.
Miyad.
Yad liyad.
It's not okono fiyad. What do you mean?
You're
buying
it from the
yad. From the yad of the
mocher. Yeah.
It's the yad
liyad.
But the yad of the
kohen
is the yad of the
kohen,
not the
makna. So Rish Lakish says, "Dover hakana miyad. If you're taking it from its
head, wouldn't it make more sense, so to speak, for the Torah to say, "Hisimchor minkor liyad amisecha"? The yad should have been "Hisimchor liyad amisecha." Because it's the kohen who's using the yad. Why does the Torah use the yad when it's talking about the yad of the mocher?
The way Reish Lakish says is davar hanikna miyad liyad.
I understand, but the Torah only uses yad regarding one of the people. And for some reason, the Torah uses the
no, but he's only identifying. He's not identifying the yad. He's not identifying any yad. He's just saying the item. Is a dava nikna miyad liyad. He's not trying to identify a particular yad.
Let's see how our scroll touch of the pasuk.
He's cluing you on what the purchase is.
When you make a sale to your fellow, or when you buy from the hand of your fellow. So from the hand, we're talking about the hand of the mocher.
True, but it's not identifying the kinyan. It's identifying the metaltolin.
Let's not belabor it. I just find it an intriguing point.
But is this the source?
Use the word yad. It's talking about the
yad. Is this the source for Mashiach?
Yes.
This is the source for Mashiach.
It's about Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The reason I point this out is because kesef by karka, there is no machlokas. Everyone agrees kesef by karka is a kinyan doraisa. Kesef by metalton is machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds dvar Torah mos konos. Rabbi Yochanan holds midoraisa kesef works by metalton midorabanan tiknu mashicha. Reish Lakish holds there is no kesef doraisa at all by metalton. Period.
And Rabbi Yochanan holds Mashiach does not work with the Raisa?
Is this also a source for
what? Or is just that they said that you have to use Mashiach?
Mashiach does not work with the Raisa according to
Rabbi Yochanan. Only Kesef.
Right, so they all ask, if that's the case, how do you give a Matana? That's the famous question all the Shitas ask.
So how does he learn the Pasuk, the word Yad? He doesn't... So, Davar Dikha Miyad Liyad is only Rabbi Yochanan?
Reish Lakish learns that comes to exclude Kesef.
And then Rabbi Yochanan learns that no, but after Kesef is Kona, and the word Yad is just...
It's describing a transfer of the object that's made possible vis-a-vis a Kesef transaction. Okay. So I just wanted to point that out because here we have Kesef as one of the four Kinyonei Doraisa by Karka, which everyone agrees to.
So Yochanan is only learning that it means it's talking about Metaltelin, but Kesef is good, but it's not Mashiach at all they're talking about.
Right.
The Pasha is not even talking about Mashiach, which is
correct.
The way I was interpreting it. I didn't realize that.
Reish Lakish holds
that's your Yochanan, yeah.
Okay, let's see Kesef. He's now going to go into Kesef.
Is there any Hachra who the Halacha is like by Rabbi
Yochanan Reish Lakish?
Or
Rashi Paskas like Reish Lakish?
Oh, almost always. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan.
There's a Ferish Gemara that says Halacha, Rabbi Yochanan, except three places. Gemara in Yevamos.
It's hard to remember the exceptions.
Gemara in Yevamos.
Stating the rules. So just stating the rules.
Mr. Simashas. But...
So Rashi holds this is one of the three?
No, that's the question. Taisvis and Bechairitz and other places ask on Rashi. This is not one of the three. But nevertheless, Rashi seems to pass on like Reish Lakish. Because there seems to be a Tanya Kavasi to Reish Lakish in Bav Metzia. Taisvis and the other Rishonim all disagree. And they all pass on like Rabbi Yochanan.
Made the rice of Kamais Kainos, and it was reasonable. They took it away. They took it away.
Shema, because Shema Nisravil Hitechabalia.
Yeah. Very good reason. But why did the Torah think about that? So it's my question.
Okay, so how does Kesef work? We have a very, very famous yeshiva show machlokes here. Kesef. Ketzad. How do you go ahead and buy the Empire State Building? Empire State Building, I don't know, is a multi-billion-dollar deal.
Can't afford the mezuzahs.
How can I go ahead and buy it? Ketzad.
Probably to say if you gave it to me, I couldn't afford it.
Ketzad, no sein lo pruta o shava pruta. This is the chiddush. I can buy the most expensive piece of real estate by only giving a pruta or a shava pruta. Ba'ad hakarka, kana hakarka. That shava pruta, it doesn't even have to be kesef itself. Even a shava pruta. Yeah. A guy takes one of these bars here, these Fig Newton bars, and he goes ahead and he gives it to the guy. And with that, he's kind of what? He's kind of the most expensive piece of real estate. But vadavka shava pruta. It has to be a shava pruta. Aval pachas mi shava pruta eino mamon bedina hatorah
ve'eino kaina. They have to agree on a price?
Yes.
They don't even have to agree
on
a price.
This is not a value. The kesef is not a value transaction.
So they have to agree in advance. So you can't just give somebody like that.
Well, there has to be das makna.
Yeah, so yeah.
In other words, people have to agree, otherwise it's not a kinyan. Mm-hmm. In other words, you definitely need das makna and das kaina.
In order to do
but
that,
if two people agree, what is the mechanism by which that they can consummate the deal? Mm-hmm. The mechanism that the Torah realizes is a shava pruta. Right? Vayin le'el pashas mishpatim mitzvah mem gimel ois yud. Hevesi demasha mechulokim hasma v'hataz reish simen kuf tzadi. So I am of the opinion that every high school Rebbe, before he gets started, is given a little note card that says you must mention during the year this sma and taz. There's a very famous sma and taz at the beginning of Simen Reish Kuf Tzadi and Choshen Mishpat that discussed this mechanism. How could it be that I go ahead and I can buy something that's so valuable with the Shava Pruta? So let's see how the Minchas Chinuch brings down the Sma and the Taz. The Das has Sma, the Einai Kaina, Ela B'Torat Shivui HaMekach. According to the Sma, the only way Kesef works is by paying the full value. Kinyan Kesef, even by Karka, is something that is considered to be value for value.
So it's totally?
What?
It's totally until he pays?
No.
Not totally until he pays.
It's more different than that. Kagon Shenosen Lo HaPruta Al Dmei HaPeroin V'Hashar Zakev Alav B'Milve. It's as if you view it as he paid everything and took back a purchase money mortgage.
So it's fully paid.
Yes.
It's an obligation.
Right. That is the way the Sma views the transaction of Kesef. Because according to the Sma, the whole idea of Kesef is a value transaction. That's what Kesef is in the Torah. That's the way Kinyan Kesef works. That's the Sma. The Taz disagrees with that. O shekol hamekach eno shove ela pruta. Aval b'im eno nosen lo bishvil shivu hamekach ela shenosen lo pruta shebepruta zu nishtabdu she'eno yicholam lachzor behem kamo shtar v'chazaka v'kinyan suder lo mahani. Don't view Kinyan Kesef like the other Kinyan. The other Kinyanim are symbolic. What are the other Kinyanim? The other Kinyanim are basically commitments of sale. They are symbolic. Interesting. Are they commitments or are they actually Kinyanim?
But they, again, you need an agreement about the price, right?
Definitely need an agreement.
In every case, you need an agreement.
Correct.
About the price.
No, they are Kinyanim. They're not commitments for the future. They are Kinyanim, but the Kinyan works through a ceremony.
It works symbolic.
Actual value.
Correct. So the Sma says, don't confuse kesef with the other kinyan.
The Sma is barter. That's what it is. Correct. Barter.
Correct.
But why do you have to learn that you're learning the Sma, that the way it works is that somehow this billion-dollar building, the pruta is value for value. You're buying the whole building for a pruta, but you then take the rest, you have agreement that you owe it to them in a loan. Maybe the Sma is just saying...
I don't understand. Shall I read the words?
Yeah.
Pruta al peron, v'hashar zakef alav b'milva.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
It's a down payment.
That's what I think. It's a down payment. Not that the pruta is considered the full value of the building with this pruta.
No, that's
it's a down payment.
That's what he's saying. It's a down payment.
What does Shiva Yamekach mean?
It's part of the purpose.
What does Shiva Yamekach mean?
But it's part of the, not the whole purpose price.
What does Shiva Yamekach mean?
Meaning that it has to be considered that the pruta is not a ceremonial object like a shtar is or a sildur is. It's actually, it's a billion-dollar building. I've now paid 1 cent.
Do you have enough gemina between your pshat and the way we are learning?
It makes more sense.
That's all?
I paid 1 cent towards the building, and I owe the rest 999,000.
But the point is that it's a barter. But that's exactly the point, that it's barter. It's not, you're paying the value exchange, one for the other. A loan is barter.
It's not barter. Barter is... You have something, you have that coffee cup, I have this, we exchange one for one.
Well, so that's what we're considering a loan, is if a loan has the value of the loan.
It's an installment payment.
Okay, Shai, what's the next line?
It's an installment payment.
Vashar zikavalav b'milveh, next.
Yeah.
Oh, shekol hamekach eino shove ela pruta.
Either, meaning you could have a case where you have a piece of property and it's worth 1 cent. Then the pruta is the whole value. But in cases where it's an Empire State Building, I'm not saying I'm buying the Empire State Building for one penny, but now I have a loan transaction with you, a separate loan transaction. It means the penny is towards the purchase price, and the rest is an installment payment, a layaway. It's a
big boy. Okay, so again, I'd like to know what the difference is. Is there enough gemina halacha between what you're saying? In both cases, it's final, the sale, right? In both cases, you owe all the money, you could enforce it, right? What is a down payment? Down payment, down payment, you're implying that there's a loan.
Down payment, I don't like that term. Mm-hmm. Down payment is a commitment. Like, if you buy a house, I'm making a deposit. You know, and then if I back out, you keep my deposit. Installment plan. The first installment is part of the purchase price.
Yeah, it's a loan.
This is what it is. It's a loan.
Purchase money mortgage. It's a loan.
The first installment of payment. Now, it's interesting that if it is an installment thing, that the rest of it you view as a loan. When you have an installment plan, is the rest considered a loan? Maybe that's why it's Mama Shiva. Then, but where do you get to a loan? I paid for it. I paid one penny for the whole building. It's all done. Value is a value. Where's the loan coming from?
That's exactly what he doesn't think is true. He thinks that you gave the whole value. She, because we calls it Shiva Yamekach.
Shiva Yamekach. It's a second transaction.
That means Shiva Yamekach.
I bought it for the pruta, and now I have a simultaneous second transaction that I've made you a loan. For what? What's the consideration if I paid for the whole building with the pruta?
Who holds that you pay for the whole building with the pruta?
It's a Lashon HaMushal over here.
I'm not so sure.
I know.
I think it means it's viewed as if you gave the full amount and then he lent you back.
What amount is that?
That's Kuf Tzadi. Purchase money mortgages.
What?
Yeah, purchase money mortgage. But it's a mortgage means that it's a... Could he take it back? That's the question. If you don't pay, could you take it back? That's a good question.
You could only take it back like you take back a regular halva.
Regular halva. So you're the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
You're equal to everybody else.
Right.
Even though you sold it to him and you was like a b'milva, you're just a regular lender in due course.
Okay, I have 16 pages on this topic over here.
So it's exactly like you paid it for.
What are you looking at?
This fantastic safer. It's called Torah HaKinyanim from Abel Zachosid in Israel. 2 volumes on Kolom. It goes through everything.
Yeah, if you look at this smant, it will go on forever.
Yeah. Okay, not for now.
I'm just saying that's the way I always understood it. versus the Taz.
Oh, we didn't get to the Taz. Maybe we should learn the Taz first, and then we could contrast the two. Because there has to be enough community between the Taz and
it's a ceremonial object. The fruit is a ceremonial object, just like a star is.
So what's the enough community again between the Taz and the man?
We'll see in a minute.
That, clearly, you have to be able to find the difference.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Vartaz hisigalov, negam bechi hagavna mahani. Even if you give it over as you do a shtar or chalipin, where you're giving it over as what? A symbolic gesture to complete the transfer of ownership, according to the Taz, that still works. You don't have to give it over as demei peirin.
That's really chalipin. It's the same as chalipin.
Yeah, it's similar, yeah.
Except that you have to give.
You have to give
a shava pruto or a shava pruto.
Right.
It has to act. Kesef has to be shava pruto.
Right, but shava pruto. Okay, that's a very small difference. And functionally, it's very different. It's not different at all. Functionally, you gave.
You can't do chalipin with kesef. You can't do chalipin with a.
No, I understand that. I understand, but except for that small minor detail that it has to have some value, a pruta.
Yeah,
you're right.
It's just a symbolic thing.
But so you want to know the nafkamina between the Taz and the Sma?
Yeah,
very simple. Let's say I want to convey my property to you. Well, let's say b'matana. I'm giving you b'matana. So we say, okay, what's the mechanism that I'm going to use to convey it to you? So you say, oh, let's use kesef, I'll give you a pruta.
Yeah.
According to the Sma, it's not going to work. That's not going to work according to the Sma. The only way that you could do matana is going to be with shtar or chazaka.
Not true, because we can agree or that the price is one penny.
No,
we agree
to,
in advance.
It has to be value.
You could agree that the price is a pruta.
You could agree that the price
why
is a pruta.
Not? Yeah. Why not?
Can you?
Why not?
It doesn't mean that it has to be the real value, or else you wouldn't have Onoah. You'd never have a sale. Why do you need a Pasha on Onoah? If it's not the real value, then it's not a Mekach.
I think that would be enough for me. It has to be value for value.
Well, you can say he's
I can't sell you something cheap.
He's Meichel Dechayv, because he says it's a Halva. So you say, I'm Meichel Dechayv. That's the Matan.
He'd be Meichel Dechayv afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay, but you have to formally do that.
Yeah.
Well, that's
you
implied.
You have to formally do that.
That's implied. If you agree in advance. Mm-hmm. So you still think it'd be enough, Gamina?
No, I don't know if that was implied. In other words, it's implied, it's all simultaneous.
I want to see a real
I think that's the enough, Gamina.
So how do you do it? How do you do matana according to that? You have to use
chazaka. You have to use chazaka or shtar or chalipin. Yeah, chalipin, shtar or chazaka.
Oh, so you don't use kesef.
You just chalipin to chalipin.
It's a gift of real estate. So a gift of real estate, you're saying that you can't.
How am I going to convey it? The real estate.
Does that make any sense to you at all?
Yeah.
Yeah,
if you hold that kesef is value for value,
kesef is a kenya.
Then just to use a ceremonial, pruta is not going to work.
Okay, so let's finish this up here. So where am I up to?
We didn't do the Taz yet.
Taz hisigalov.
I thought we just did the Vahataz hisigalov.
Yeah.
The gam b'chi hagav namahani. That even if I give over the shava pruta shalom b'torah shivu in piroin, but I give it over symbolically, this is the nafkamina, the Taz would say the kinyan works. Vahataz hisigalov. The gam b'chi hagav namahani le'el pilpilti b'zeh u'lechayra divrei hasma tzorich iyo. Why? The be'emes kinyan kesef eino nilmad mistei Ephraim ela misados b'kesef yikna.
That's a different pasuk.
Right.
It's not a deraisa altogether.
So the Sma says, I'll prove I'm correct, because I'm learning it from Ephraim. And in the case of Ephraim, what does Avram pay him?
A full value.
The full value. So meaning the classical case of Kesef is full value, and we give you the ability to mimic that full value by giving a portion of it and creating a fiction on the rest. But the problem is, at the end of the day, Stay Ephron is not the real marker, the Gemara in Kedushin says Chavav. It's rather the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Sados Bekesef Yikna. Elami Sados Bekesef Yikna, Ayin Kedushin Chavav Amin Aleph.
What do you learn from Kesef Yikno?
That Kesef works to buy fields.
Doesn't say how much money you pay.
It just says Sadas Bekesef Yikno.
Yeah, so how does that prove anything?
No, it means that you could buy Sadas with Kesef.
Doesn't tell you whether it's Yaakov.
Right, it doesn't tell you.
The problem about Ephraim was that it told you that it was
Yaakov. Yeah,
yeah. It's silent, as you say.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't tell you one way or the other.
So why isn't Stay Ephron used as the mucker? So according to the Taz, it makes a lot of sense, correct? Because Stay Ephro would lead you to the conclusion it has to be full value.
Because Dave was buying a Yerusha and he wanted to make it sure that nobody would have any tinus on him forever, all the Torah that you hear about that.
Yeah, but Taisvis, right? Taisvis gives a different reason why we don't use Ephron. Why? But Taisvis Sham Dira Maschil Omar Amdu Bazeh, why don't I use Ephron? Right, Lama lo yalfino miste Ephron. Vitertsu, the shiny Nachri. I don't want to bring a raya from a Nachri. Why? Because the Gemara is Dairish and Bechairitz and other places, again from this Pasuk. Vichi simchru memkar mi, what is it? Again, liyam isecha. That whatever works for a Jew does not work for a guy. Laam isecha. Right, meaning that kinyanim are exclusive to Jews and to goyim. So we're afraid that if you use Stay Ephron, you may say kesef is only a kinyan for a Jew to buy from a goy, and not for a Jew to buy from another Jew. Therefore, Taisus says, I don't want to learn from Ephron.
Yeah, but once it tells you that it's for a Jew also, then we could learn from Ephron that it has to be full value.
Maybe.
And he brings down here a Shara Melech that says, answers Tessus Kasha. I don't know why the Pasuk is better, but he says that the din that Melech Kenyan Venesidas Pruta Achas, Nachtelein, because the Sotus Kesef Yiknu. And the Shara Melech answers Tessus Kasha that from Stay Ephron, I would only know that you have to give the full value. You can't just use one Pruta, and the rest should be whatever, Mildo or Dampa, whatever, however you learn it. But now from this pasuk, because he is new, I know that a show of truth is enough.
All right. And the question is, how do you know from that?
That's what Sharma says.
No, so let's see the last few lines here in this paragraph. V'tetzu the shiny nachri. Im kei misadus bekesef yiknu, efshar sheyesh pruta kemashma'ais, correct? Efshar, sorry, shove pruta kemashma'ais kesef. Meaning the words kesef means just shava pruta.
Mm-hmm.
He's saying that it's not silent to pasuk. By the very fact it says sadas be kesef yiknu, the mashmas of the word kesef is anything, just the shava pruta is a definition of kesef.
It's a minimum. In other
right.
words, like the Gemara always says, it doesn't specify.
Tafasta merubo lo tafasta, right? Bechol ha-toira hainu kesef kinyan. Therefore, achareze reisi bebach, mashehisig alav bazeh. So this is the famous Sma and Taz. Now I will tell you where the Achronim go wild with the Sma and Taz. There are two sugyas. There's a sugya in Bav Metzia Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. It's called Ayil V'Nafik Azuzeh. Let's say a guy goes ahead and makes a deal that I am buying this field for 1,000 zuz. And he gives 200 zuz. And the guy says, okay, here's 200 and I will give you 800 later. And the guy can't wait for the money. Every day he's knocking at the door and knocking at the door. Ayel v'nafika zuze. He's coming and he's asking, please, 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 I want the money. I need the money. And the buyer is impatient and he cannot wait. The Gemara has a discussion. Do you say because of his impatience that that breaks up the deal? So if you look at the Rishonim there, the Rishonim seem to say that this issue of whether after, if between the time of the down payment and the payment of the full value, a pressuring of the seller to get the purchase price can break up the deal, might be tali on zakifas milva or not. If there is a zakifas milva, I don't care how much he pressures him at all, it doesn't make a difference. But if there is no zakifas milva, then it could be that basically you view it as what? I made a symbolic kinyan to give this over to you, but the symbolic kinyan was contingent upon the assumption that I would go ahead and receive eventually further payment. And since I didn't receive it in the time period that I expected, the original Das Makne is what? The original Das Makne seems to be deficient, and therefore the kinyan is not a kinyan.
It's plain a conditional sale.
So a lot of the Achrayim say that this sugi there in Ayin Zayin and Beis is totally on the Sma and the Taz. That if you learn like the Sma, that there's a kifas milva, then the sale is a final sale, and no matter how long it takes to make the payment, you can't bust up the sale. Why? Because it's a loan. And now that it turns into a functioning loan, it does not affect the sale at all. As opposed to the Taz, who holds that the sale is not a final, the sale is a sale, and it's done symbolically, period. But you know what the remaining portion of the purchase price is? It's a condition to the sale. So it could be that if the condition to the sale is not met, it could be that it's a chisaron in the Das Makne, and it could break up the original sale. That's how the Achrayim interpret that sugi in Bav Metzia Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Because the Rishonim speak about Zakifas Milva there.
It's not purely a Das Makne, it's an actual tonight. It has nothing really to do with Das Makne.
But the problem is, an actual tonight usually has a time period associated with it. The Gemara doesn't seem to have a time period associated.
It has to be also, it has to be like B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven has to go both
ways.
All that. So it's not.
Although maybe not, because there's Taisa Shita throughout Shas.
That
if there's something that's so obvious to a person, you don't need to know B'nai Gad, B'nai Reuven. But according to that approach in the Achrayim, it appears the way they understand the Sma is the deal is done, period, and all you have is a loan. And that loan does not affect the sale. As opposed to what you were saying, Shai, it's an installment sale.
And according to the Taz, the deal is not done?
According to the Taz, the deal is done, but it was a contingent deal.
Right. So it seems that the Prisha, who is the Sma, writes it in the Rupa, but I think they're quoting this Loshan, Nuthun is Loshan. The Smafa Shemishbet, Simon Kopsade, Fedanath, Lavur, the Kidden Kathakun, the Meshanosan of the Mepura and Hameka, the Afim of Shivan Mosea called the Mehasoda, we call Mokam Haprutus Shanosan who the shame Mixas Hapiron. Abel Imlo Nosan Haprutu, the shame as Cholos Hapiron, Rak the shame Mysa Kinin Baalmo, the Kazakarto. I then seen it proved at Lukano.
Right.
So it's not just a mixus piran. It's an installment. It's the first installment. It's not a, that's...
The question is, what does the Kifas Milva mean? Because he uses the Lashon and
Shulchan. Is it a real milva?
Who is the one who else said it's... who are you reading now? According to the Sma?
Right, the Sma holds.
So how does this thing... How are you distinguishing that from a loan now? You're saying it's not a loan, it's a
$1 million building. You give a pruta. The pruta is considered the first penny of $1 million.
Correct. And the rest,
penny towards
and
$1 million.
The rest of it?
And the, re- I
the rest of it is
when
a loan.
You say it's a loan.
That's what. That's
is it a real loan?
Why is it not a loan? If he's selling something that's worth $1 million and you gave him $15, you think he doesn't expect it's a loan to get paid?
When you buy something on an installment plan, it costs $100.
That's a loan.
I'll give you $10.
They charge interest on it.
I know they charge interest. Is the next $90 I owe you because I've taken a loan from you?
Absolutely. I gave you credit. Giving credit is giving a loan.
It's all credit.
Credit
is a loan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Halacha, I know in commerce it is. But in halacha is a loan that gives you money.
I don't know. It's logical.
Is that a loan and I give you the object?
I'm just telling you, I always understood, maybe you're right, but I always understood zikafel of milva means we are done. What you gave me symbolically is what is a payment on the whole thing. And I view your pruta as part of a full payment. And even though I didn't receive the full payment, we create a fiction as if I received it and I lent it back to
a
purchase money mortgage.
That's a totally different way of saying it. Now, this is a secondary source. I got to look up in the pruta itself. If he uses this lashon, it's a scholos of piron, mitzvahs piron, then it's not the way you've been learning.
Okay, but I always thought it's zikafel of milva is the key here.
Let me ask you, if it's a real milva, is it now you enter into the world of mitzvah saseh? It's a mitzvah saseh to pay a balchav to pay the piroin.
That's what I thought.
Real mitzvah now?
Why not?
When I buy something,
in fact,
when I do a mekach or mekar, it's not a loan. It's just not a loan. I just have time to pay you.
I give you value.
Is that a mitzvah priest?
I have a suggestion. Okay. With all due respect, instead of looking at the Belzer guy or whatever, maybe we should open up a Shulchan Aruch and look at the smock.
I said that. I have to look at the smock.
Yeah.
But I think he's quoting a lot.
No, really. Just look at the smock.
Well, look it up.
Because I thought the smock definitely says Zikav Lov.
Where is it?
Kuf Tzadi.
Well, he says Zikav Lov. He quotes him that way.
If the guy doesn't pay the balance, he just grab it. If it's halva, you can't. He really is. He bought it.
Right, he's got to go through. He's got to go through a regular bal chol
price. Installments, so whatever you paid is your
debut.
Can I take that back?
Tour.
No, tour.
See,
first of all, he also calls it the Meir Piron. I don't even know why you have to cite somebody else for installment. He says it's the Meir Piron.
Baruch Hashem, we have a mitzvah which will take us 3 years.
No, but I'm just saying, he calls it the Meir Piron.
Baruch Hashem,
the Meir Piron, you say it's installment, right? The Meir Piron, it's installment. It's you know, when you're a lawyer, it's hard to learn a little bit because you're very affected by, am I right about that? About your own analysis, but you have to understand that the people who develop the laws also are pretty familiar with Jewish behavior and these things.
You think the law professors know the Shema in the house?
I think, no, initially when they started to develop laws, they checked other cultures. Mm-hmm. And Judaism was a very advanced culture. It's very advanced culture, maybe.
There's nothing in Shulchan Aruch with the smile. It's all in Prisha. Prisha and Prisha.
There's no smile of Tzadi?
Yeah, but in the Torah, there's no Pirush of the Sma on Shulchan Aruch. It's all in the Torah, the Prish and the Prish.
And there's no Sma on Shulchan Aruch?
No. The Sma is split into two sections, the Prisha and the Drisha. That's on Torah. There's no Sma on Shulchan Aruch.
There's no Sma on Shulchan Aruch.
No. I think Sefer Meiros Einayim is the Prisha and the Drisha. We pull both of them together, the Sma. That's what I always thought. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't understand. If you look on top, it doesn't say.
No,
it
says Mir Sinai in Shulchan Aruch, right?
It does.
One side is the Shach, and one side is Mir Sinai, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think it's Hashem Mishpat.
Okay, let's see. Put it on. Oh, you're right.
You're learning Hashem Mishpat.
I'm not learning Hashem Mishpat, yeah.
No, you're learning from that.
That's on tour.
Prishon and Prishon on tour. Kuf Tzadik, Sif Kotten what?
Just says Reish Simen Kuf Tzadik.
That's exactly the way he quoted it. I keep telling you, he says the May Hapiroin, the Zekhov of the Milvi. He's quoting it directly.
So now we're going to look, but if he does Barichos, he discusses it with the Prishon on the Torah. Okay, second.
He says, well, I have enough for Gazuzin.
Beautiful.
What?
He says, Vashar Zekhov of Milvi, oh, lo, I have enough for Gazuzin.
Oh, what?
That the guy can't be pressing for the money.
Oh. What are you reading from?
The Sma.
So what does this Marat say about that?
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. What is that?
Safariah? Yeah, Safariah.
He says that again.
He says, "Kashas l'ashav v'prut al t'mei ha'pirayim v'ashar zakov v'gamilva o lo ayel v'nafik azuzei." And he's not, he's not pressing it for the money.
He doesn't have to actually be zakov v'gamilva, but he just doesn't press him. And right. So it's an implied milvah. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
So that's implied, how he deals with the Gemara.
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, if he zaka, then it wasn't a milvah. Then he didn't intend it as a milvah, then he could break it. So it's again no enough community, not left between the two.
So, yeah. Well,
saying that, olo zaka for milvah. But if he was zaka, I mean, olo, monophic vial, whatever it says, he didn't press him. But if he did press him,
okay, I'll tell you what I'd like to do.
He erased it.
Let me do a little more work on this week.
I think he's saying
okay?
Exactly the opposite of what, what I had said. Low Islanders, he's saying he's not imposing any loan. He's saying, okay, this is the whole sale price. Low Island Vanuffa Gazuzi, it's okay, this is the sale price.
Right. Like he brings down to the whole, right, or he sells
it.
In other words, you can stipulate that the sale price is
Zuz. Yeah, he brought that down, so yeah.
He brought that down here.
That's
correct.
What I thought that meant that it was actually Shava Pruta.
Oh, you're saying he's just keeping it easy. He's testing that Shava Pruta is full payment.
It's full payment.
No,
yeah.
It means that the whole thing was a Shava.
Oh, well, that, that's
now we're back to square one.
It's hard to find a piece of land that's worth the Shava Pruta.
He's saying that
it's not going to work.
He can stipulate that the entire sale price is Zuz. Even regardless of the value.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So now I
that's
understand.
That's what the Smash is saying.
Okay,
so,
but that's exactly the way we've been interpreting it all along.
Like just viewing it as ceremonial. I mean.
Okay, this is what I'd like
to do. I thought that was going to be an afkamina, but the Smash seems to be saying with Farish. They can stipulate that this is the sale price.
He's not going to demand the balance. It's
right.
Not
terrible.
He's Yehuda. He's
my dilemma. That's of course. The Ephraim was Shavu Kesses. The Smas learned from the Ephraim.
Right. Okay, this is what I'd like to do. I'll work on the Sma and Taz with a bunch of Nafkaminas for next week. Let's just read one more paragraph and we'll stop, okay?
What does the word mean?
He's not imposing any additional loan. He doesn't come up and press him for the transaction.
He's not saying it's not a loan. That's what he's doing.
The first thing he says that he's giving. The rest Hashar Zakhalov.
What do you mean by he's not pressing? What do you mean? He doesn't expect to get the money back?
Yeah.
No, that's me alone. What is that? That doesn't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. What, a guy sold $1 million property and he's not pressing the guy for the money, so he's waiving the loan? He agreed on a price. Right. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the price. Maybe
the price is, it's an evergreen loan. Pay it when you want.
Or he really wants to give the gift, but the guy doesn't
want to
take gifts. So
I don't know if that's the... It could be the shot, but it
sounds like...
That doesn't make any...
Low aisle. He's not imposing any loan.
You know what evergreen loan is?
The entire transaction price is this.
You know what evergreen loan is?
Everyone has a whole week to look into this, Forget about that.
Do you know what an evergreen loan is? The one you give to your son-in-law.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's read one more paragraph, then we'll stop, and I'll do my homework. I'll do more homework on this. V'dafka b'makom she'ein kais v'nishtar. And this is all true, that these kinyanim work and are final. In a place where you don't accompany the kinyan with a shtar raya, with a shtar that proves your ownership. Ava b'makom she'kos v'nishtar. But in a place where a person expects to get title along with the sale, ain't a kinda bekesef. Kesef alone is not enough. You also have to give him a shtar. Why? Nothing magical. The lo samcha das halokeach. The lokeach is not comfortable completing the sale unless he gets what he feels he deserves.
So then if you pay in full, you don't need a star. If you pay full price cash, there it is, cash. It's a sale.
No.
The star is a star riot.
He wants a star riot. He wants title.
Proof, title.
No, but he's talking about Smichas Da. Oh, the Smichas Da
system. Smichas Da, I want to be able to prove that. I gave you cash.
I got it.
V'zag gam ken min ha-toira. And this is a din d'oraisa. The Bikinian Tzorech Leos Davka Smichas Das Shnehem. Because in the Torah, no kinyan is viable or binding unless everyone is comfortable and agrees to the stipulations. Ubamakum de Echod Lo Samach Daitai.
Can I stop for 1 second?
Yeah.
So who's not Samach Das? Is it the buyer or the seller?
The buyer.
The Lokeach.
So if he's giving less than the full amount.
If it's a locale where the custom is to use a shtar, like what's it called in?
There are two sides to Smirch Das.
What's
the
legal statute of frauds?
There's two sides to Smirch Das. If the moicher doesn't get the full payment,
yeah,
he's not Smirch Das because he doesn't have a shtar right to collect the rest.
Only saying over here is this. Fact pattern.
Yes.
Where you only have kesef, works but if no the, star. If the problem will be there will be no smichas das of the lekeach. And he says because you always need a kinyanim.
Because you need the star right. But
in other words, these kinyanim are independent, except in a place where someone expects to receive a title. Mm-hmm. In such a place where title is required, and someone wants a title. Then you must also use a shtar as an evidence of title. Because otherwise the lokeach is not samech das. And this is a halach in Shulchan Aruch, Gemara, many places. The bekinyan tzorech lios dafka smichas das shnehem.
Shnehem,
right. The makna and the lokeach.
Yeah, one is missing.
But I'm saying the star serves two smichas das.
No.
One for the moicher, one for the receiver.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
The moicher is very happy when he gets his full money. He didn't get his bag of coins.
He didn't get his full money.
But in case he does, I'm giving you a case.
I just gave you a case.
Of course. Yes. Don't get his money.
The moicher doesn't hold a star, Tzvi.
So the lokeach wants a star.
Oh, that's true.
This is all about the lokeach in this case.
All about the lokeach.
Okay.
Ubamakom de echad lo somach daita ain al kaina minatayra. Rak afilu im shneim somchu daita. Mikomakom tsarech kinyan. Shagzera satayra. Meaning, even if you have smichas das, the flip side, if everyone's somach das and happy, it's not going to work unless you also have a maisa kinyan. Vahadvarim ba'alma ain kainim. A verbal agreement is not enough to transfer property. Aval, however, im oisen a kinyan should sivta ha taira, kainim hechi the samachu daita. Ubamakam de lo samachu daitam lo mahani kinyan min a taira. Kamoshe matzino gabe kedushe isha loy samcha daita. The Gemara in Kedusha Mimcha says,
you have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.